Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Alex and I'm calling from FIU, which is the Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affecting you and your household. I need to speak with one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, first question. Is your home a single family home, detached, town home, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
I don't have a home.
I'm sorry?
Apartment.
Apartment, okay. Do you own or you rent your home?
I rent my apartment.
Okay. And do you know by any chance in what year was your apartment built?
Not really.
Okay.
Somewhere maybe in the early 90s.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of where?
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Almost 50.
Almost 50 years? Oh, okay. That sounds great. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, or category 5 hurricane?
Yeah, we've been in Florida. Everything hurricane that comes this way, we've been here.
Oh, okay. So do you so do you consider that you have experienced all of those type of situations?
Yeah.
Okay. And by any chance, can you tell me the name and the year of the tropical storm that you experienced?
I've been here through several of them. Charlie, Irma, Ian, Wilma, you name them. I even forgot all the names.
Forgot all the names? Okay. And do you remember the category 1 hurricane names and year?
No, I don't keep track of that.
Okay, do you remember? How about the category 2 hurricane?
The what?
Category 2 hurricane, do you remember what was the name and what year?
No, I don't remember all of that. I don't, I just knew they were hurricanes and what
okay.
They categorized them at. I don't keep that track of that.
Okay. How about category 3 hurricane? Do you remember?
Category 1?
Category 3 hurricane?
What, was that Irma? Or 4?
No, no. I mean, I'm asking you if you remember what year and what was the name of the hurricane category 3?
No, I don't remember all of that.
How about category 4 hurricane? Do you remember?
I don't know what category and hurricane. What kind of weather is that, a hurricane?
Category 4. And category 5, do you remember? And what year was that? And what was the name of the
Category 5? I know about the Category 5. I was out in the islands when Mitch hit. That was a Category 5.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
$50,000.
Like $50,000? Okay. Wow, that's a lot of money. Okay. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? What did the debris in the wind break in your windows, wind damage in your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It tore off the roof and damaged the screen enclosures. And that's it.
Okay. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable or somewhat vulnerable?
To what?
I mean, I'm asking how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel that you are extremely vulnerable or somewhat vulnerable?
No.
Or not too vulnerable? Not too vulnerable.
I don't feel I'm vulnerable to any of that.
Okay. Okay, now the next question. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Like put up hurricane shutters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative.
Stay right in my house. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay. When would you begin to prepare your home from a hurricane? Now, when a hurricane watch is issued, okay, when a hurricane warning is issued, or when your home is already preparing, could be secure within a few hours.
I don't know. I didn't get that question.
Okay, the question is, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Okay, when the hurricane watch is issued. Okay, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Yeah, it's already prepared.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage?
Are you very certain? I watch the news all the time.
Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
About what?
Let me read the question one more time
certain
to you, okay?
About what? You're not certain about life, so how are you going to be certain about those things?
No, let me read the question one more time to you. Considering yourself and other in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain because we watch the news every day.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook,
TV,
Instagram,
TV.
TikTok, YouTube.
You don't have to name all those, TV.
Just TV.
Yes,
WhatsApp or
radio.
Any other?
If it's a hurricane, I have a radio.
Okay. So basically, your top three sources of information, it's just radio and TV. Any other?
No.
Okay. How about newspaper? Do you read newspaper?
No.
No? Okay. Do you use internet to have information?
Yeah. Everybody has internet anymore.
Okay. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, which one being at least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household is preparedness from 1 to 5?
We're already always prepared. I came from a hurricane area.
No, but I'm asking like...
From the Caribbean, hurricanes hit all the time and all year. Every year, there are hurricanes in the Caribbean. That's where I came from.
Okay, in a scale from 1 to 5, how's your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
You're always prepared. You got to live prepared.
Okay, remember, 1 is being least prepared to 5 being the most prepared. So from 1 to 5... Okay, how would you rate your household is, you know, household preparedness?
We're prepared 10%, not 5, 10.
Okay. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Like cost of housing, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of insurance?
Nope.
Okay. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope.
No? Okay. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, which is hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, which is hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
I told you I wasn't going to evacuate.
I'm sorry?
I said I told you before I'm not evacuating.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, just to say something, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house?
I said I'm not evacuating. Do you understand that or not?
No, I understand. I personally understand, but just those are questions from the survey, okay? So, but like I said, if you needed, just in case, if you needed to evacuate, what would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible?
I don't know, but it all depends on the circumstance.
Okay.
I don't know where I would go. It all depends on how grave the situation is.
Okay. I understand. Now, how many vehicles are available in your household?
How many what?
How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, the state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
That's what carry insurance for, car insurance. I ain't looking for the government.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I don't know, because they're all a bunch of crooks.
Okay, but a scale from 1 to...
off, they pay them off just like they do where you came from. Where are you from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
I'm in a different state, okay? I'm out of Florida right now. I'm out of Florida. So the question is...
Yeah, but I'm asking you, where are you from? Because you're not from Florida.
Dallas,
you're not from America. You're not from United States.
Dallas, Texas.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
You're from Dallas, Texas. Either you speak in Spanish.
Yeah. Yep,
no,
I'm
from
Spanish.
Dallas, Texas. Where are you from originally?
Like I said, I was born in Dallas, Texas, but my mom is from Mexico and my dad from Colombia. So that's why we speak three languages at home. Okay? But going back
to
the survey.
Which three languages you speak?
I personally speak French, Spanish, and English. Because that's part of my job, okay? Now, but going back to the survey, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
I told you they're not being enforced. People are paying people off to do what the hell they want to do.
Okay, how about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What?
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Okay,
from 1 to 5.
What you're saying. I can't understand what you're saying. You're not speaking English,
okay.
Spanish, or French, either one of them.
What I'm saying is this. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence, okay? How much confidence do you have that local land use planning take into account hurricane risk?
Whatever they have, they're forced to take into consideration. They don't do any more than they're forced to. And it's all kinds of ways around that.
But I'm asking, I mean, how much is your confidence?
I don't have any.
Okay, and how about from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have?
I don't have any. Don't you understand what I'm saying? You say you understand Spanish and English and
yes,
French,
but evidently you're not
understanding what I'm telling you or answering you.
I'm trying to read you the next question, okay? And it says, how much confidence do you have from 1 to 5 that new developments take into account flood risk?
Take into account what?
Okay, the new development take into account flood risk.
I can't find it. I don't know what those two last words are that you're trying to say.
Like from 1 to 5, how confident are you that new development take into account flood risk?
Flood? What's flood?
Flood, like you
What's
know, in the
flute?
Water.
One of those flute. That you blow for music?
No, flood.
Flood.
I
don't know what that is.
Flood. Flood, like when the water comes out of the beach.
Oh, you're trying to say flood.
All flood.
A flood
yeah.
break.
Flood break, yeah.
I don't
so that's why I was asking. how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
They get away with all the shit they want to get away with because they got money and they can pay to do what they feel like doing and rise above it.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I don't told you. I don't have any confidence in any of it. We just pray okay. that they're doing what they're supposed to do and what they say they're going to do.
Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Okay. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, about sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
About what?
Okay, let me read the question back to you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, okay, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned? Slightly concerned
or not
at all concerned?
I'm not concerned.
Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
Who knows?
Less than a year.
I may move tomorrow. I don't have any plans.
Options are less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years.
I told you I have no idea. I don't have any plans.
Okay. Finally, okay, we're about to finish. Finally, I just have a few general background questions. And we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
55.
55, okay. And let's see here. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And are under 12 years old?
Or what?
Are under 12 years old?
No, nobody here.
Do you have people living with you under 12 years old?
Nope, no one of me.
Okay. Are 65 or older?
Nope.
Okay. What is your marital status? Are you single, married, living with partner, widowed, divorced, separate?
I'm single.
Single, okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school? What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
College, okay.
4-year college.
And is that some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Awesome.
We're
are you of Hispanic?
Graduate.
Okay.
Nope.
And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
White, okay. What language is the most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And tell me, which is the income range of your household? Under 20K, 20K to less than 30K, 30K to less than 50K.
I'm not disclosing that to you.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, and let's see. Those are all the questions, okay? We have completed the survey. Thank you. We really appreciate your time, your patience, and your answers. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
And where are you say you're calling from?
Dallas, Texas.
No, but you said something about survey for what?
Oh. No. I'm calling from the Florida International University.
How come you're coming in here as unavailable?
Well, what do you mean? I'm sorry. I don't understand your question.
Your phone call came up on my phone as unavailable. If you're calling from Florida International University, why wouldn't it come up like that?
Because, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm calling from the Florida International University.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
was born in Dallas, Texas. That's different.
I'm not asking you where you were born. I says, how come your phone call is coming in as unavailable?
I don't know. Because we're at the office. We're like in a call center, like from the office. Okay?
I don't know.
I don't know why the call
is coming
like
up
that.
Unavailable. If you're calling from Florida International University, it should be coming up like that.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not in charge of the system. I'm not in charge of the phone number. I'm just in charge to make the phone calls and ask to Florida residents the service, okay? I wish I can have all the answers that you're asking me. But I don't.
Yeah, because you're a fucking thief. That's what you are. You're a scammer. That's what you are. That's why you called my number. I just thought I would listen to your shit. You're a scammer.
No, a scammer.
You're a scammer, a motherfucking thief. That's what you are, a motherfucking thief.
A scammer will ask you for credit card information and stuff like that. Okay.